we hear people talking in the natural about the tree, the family tree, a natural family tree, and God has a spiritual family tree in the earth. And that spiritual family tree, it has to have a seed, it has to have a root, it has to have a trunk, it has to have branches, leaves, and fruits. And we know, most all of us know that Jesus Christ, the Bible said that he's the root and the offspring of David. We know that. We know that he's the root of it, and we know that he is the seed. The root has to come from the seed, and the Bible says speaks of us bruising the head of the serpent, and the serpent bruising the heel of the seed of the woman. Well, Brother Branham started this off back yonder in 1947, and this is the end of it here. He started off, and he started off with the seed of the serpent, which showed the opposite side of it. But this side shows the seed of the woman on this side. And what I want to try to do is take the family tree and lead up through there just as much as I can, just in a conversation just for us, because this is to be the blossom. This is to be the blossom of it. Jesus was the seed. The Jews was the stalk of it. And this is the blossom of it here, which is the Protestant age. Or actually, that was a type. The Protestant was just a type, because we're coming down to the real genuine. It runs out in a 1, 2, 3. And we're coming down to a real genuine, and this is the blossom of it. That's why love will be the end of it. Love is the blossom. Everything leads up to love, and love is the blossom, and that's where Grady comes in on the end of this. First of all, if Grady remembers way back down yonder in Macon, Georgia, 10, 12, 13, 15 years ago, I don't know how far back, I went down there near a graveyard. I let my tent go down. Little leaguers tore it up. The Lord said, this is the end. Don't move it. And I left it there, and the man died. He was a wealthy man, and he was an idol in the eyes of the people, but he died, the man there where I set my tent, next to that little bald leaf. The little leaguers come out there and took chairs out of my tent and tore the tent up. Grady, you remember that down there in Macon, Georgia. And then Nelson Patterson come down there, and I gave him some of the stuff. You know, I wondered, it's time that we helped lead Brother Tom to Jesus' name baptism. Well, down there at this little place, we went and took an old house. It was just a torn down thing. Brother Ben, you remember it. I see you shaking your head. You remember it. You helped clean up around it. And you and me and Mervyn Wilson and Brother Grady was all down there. Well, that little old house was all to itself, sitting down in the bottom, just a little old dilapidated place that was to show a manger scene where the revelation was to start breaking, because Macon's a type of Jerusalem. And I say this, that Atlanta, Georgia will be burned. It was burned the first time. Rome burned his Nero fiddle. And it was to be burned the second time, for he said, I'll burn the great whore. I'll burn her flesh, which means her people. The judgment was to come on it. And even though we know that there's three parts of Babylon, there's natural Babylon, and then there's spiritual Babylon, and then there is the great whore. And this America is going to be that great whore. She's a great whore that'll be destroyed, that God will drop the atom bombs on. Communists will do it. But she's the great whore that's set upon many waters. We know that Rome is the whore, according to Revelation. And we know back beyond that, Babylon down there was it in its first stage. Rome was it in its second stage. And America is it in the third stage, because Catholicism will rule in America. She's the great whore, and the Bible says she's a deep ditch. And if the blind lead the blind, they'll all fall into that ditch. And they're doing it right now. But anyway, to get on with the thought here, in this area, this is Jerusalem, in this area, in its time. And we know that this is not heaven, and we know that this is not Jerusalem. We know Jerusalem is across the waters. But in its type, it's Jerusalem. See, because there is a natural Jerusalem, a physical Jerusalem, and a spiritual Jerusalem. And the natural Jerusalem is with the Jews over yonder, and the physical Jerusalem is over there in Rome, where they called Peter the father of it, and took all those things away from natural Jerusalem and put them over there in the Basilica, over in Rome. And every one of them, as a result, will be transferred to the United States. The Pope of Rome, which is the Antichrist, he'll come right in here. It'll be that German knowledge, because the Catholic Church is made up of German people, the ones that persecuted the church. It'll be those Germans that'll come right here to the United States. They're already ruling the world through their knowledge. Already, they're ruling the world. All our scientists. That's that German tree of knowledge is what it is, that beast that started in the garden. That's no reflection on the German people, because in Christ there's neither male nor female, Greek nor Jew, German nor American, Negro nor white. But the thing is, everybody shows a type. Everybody, the Negro shows darkness, the German shows the beast, and the Jew over yonder shows Adam, America shows Eve, the Protestants, that is, in this Protestant state, it shows Mary the Virgin, and the Catholics show Eve, the whore. So then the Catholics have to swallow up America to make this Eve the whore over here after the Virgin Mary is raptured out, the one that brought forth the Christ child. So it's true that America's going to be burned up, just like Brother Branham said, the five visions showed it, that she'll be a heap of ashes. And what I want to do in our conversation is just talk a little bit and go through it roughly from beginning to end. And there'll be thousands of pieces that'll have to be fitted in. But this is to go through it from beginning to end to where we can have a pattern or scroll to go by, where we can have something to go by. God said He's the Alpha and the Omega. And as we go on, I believe that I can prove by revelation that this is the end. If I don't prove it by revelation, and if I don't found that revelation on the Word of God, then don't you receive it. Don't any of you receive it. But if I prove it by revelation and found it on the Word of God, then I want you to receive it as the Word of the Lord. But anyway, this family tree, we have to start with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we have to go back beyond that to get our type back over in the garden, which is Adam. And this has to do with Brother Grady Pike in this area right here. Brother Grady is a type of Adam. He may not know that, and he may know it. But we all know that we're Adam in the outer man, but we're Jesus Christ, the quickening spirit in the inner man. But the thing is, Brother Grady is a type of Adam in the sense that God has used him that way. And his wife is also a type of Adam's wife. And she was a very pure woman, as a garden experience, and the man's a very pure man. And that shows Grady and him stayed in the beginning. It shows it over in the end, where his wife becomes into that virgin state, and where he comes into that renewal of youth. That's where he comes in over here in this state, renewal of youth. Now, this is going to be a big statement, but I'm going to say it. It's a fact that the move that we've had through the earth, the religious move that we've had, has been Eve. It's a fact. It's been a woman's church and woman preachers, and God never called a woman to preach. He never will call a woman to preach. It has been a Jezebel thing, the paint and powder and all those things. And it's absolutely the woman that's committing harlotry and adultery away from her husband, the Word, and the men who have encouraged it are the beast. You can look at it any way you want to, but it shows the beast seducing the woman. This is a fact. Well, as we go along, I'd like to prove that. I'm just highlighting a few things that we can remember and understand. But that was to come, that was the end in the end time, because her children were to become children that were bastard children, that would not follow the Word, that would go contrary to it. And she was to bring forth two sons. One was to be Cain, and one was to be Abel. That was the type. And those types are shown, we see those types by that German and by the Jew. The Jew is that Jew, Cain and Abel. Can I say Cain and Abel? Or Cain and Abel. We see that type as we see the Jew over here, which is Abel, and we see the German as Cain. The German makes up the Catholic Church, and the Jew makes up the Protestant church. We're the spirit to the body. They're the body. Protestants is the spirit. The middle wall of partition that stands between the Jew is the Catholic, which is that middle wall, or that veil that's to be rent to take out those that are righteous out of that church for the soul realm. God's got natural, physical, and spiritual, which is Jew, Catholic, and Protestant in religions. And He'll sift every one of them and get a body, soul, and spirit out of it that'll come from Adam, the Son of God, that'll go to the second man, Adam, the head, the Son of God, quickening spirit. And then out those that are left out of all three of those bodies will be body, soul, and spirit that'll come from the beast in the garden, which is the man part of us, that have never been redeemed. It's the man part that wars against the spiritual man in this world, the warfare between the inner and the outer man. It starts with the beast in the garden, body, soul, and spirit. It comes back to its head, the beast, which is in the papacy over here in Rome. And when you say the beast, I know we think of some cruel beast that come up out of the water, but it means the outer man, the flesh. When you say serpent, you think of a serpent like you see in the grass, but John called a generation crooked. He said they're crooked and perverse. He said they're serpents, and they're crooked and they're perverse. And it's shown by their long tongue always wagging just like a snake, and everywhere they go they leave a crooked trail. So it's easy to see the serpent. You can see the serpent. That's people who's not born again. And you can see the seed of the woman, which are the sons of God, that was to bruise his intellectual head, those that live in the natural carnal mind. And you can see him striking at us in poverty and all these things and sicknesses, which shows the heel, because this body here is nothing more than the foundation upon which the spiritual man's resting, because it'll be changed from the natural to the spiritual. So it's the heel that he strikes at. He can't get to us no more than the heel. And the reason it's called the heel, because the Bible said heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. So right here we rest as the heel of God, and he strikes at us in that manner. Now, I know that in the spiritual, God never speaks except as a spirit. In the Protestant age, which is the spiritual age, he never speaks except as a spirit, which is a revelation. And in the King James translation, I'd like to say this, where it says we're waiting for the coming of our Lord. If you'll check the Greek before it was put in the King James veil to hide it from the intellectual, if you'll check in the Greek, it says we're waiting for the coming of the revelation of our Lord. So the Lord put it in the King James veil because without a parable spoke he not unto the people. And he put it in the veil so that the intellectual scholars could not get it, that in the last days the Spirit of God within inside of us could reveal it to us. The Bible said, make it known to us by the Spirit. The Spirit searches out the deep things of God. We have an unction from the Holy One that we should know all things according to the Bible, which is the mind of Christ perfected within us. We've learned in part. The church has grown just like a little baby, starting in a manger, and it's grown till the age of 12. When it couldn't work miracles, it still boasted of the power of its heavenly Father. It amazed the wise men with its understanding, and now it's maturing into sonship, the fullness of the stature from revelation or glory to glory, as the light's revealed in the image of God by the face of Jesus Christ. Coming into it, full sonship, which is the members to the body of the Lord Jesus. And I want to say this right here so that we have a clear understanding. They will work the miracles when they get in the fullness of the stature, the full restoration of the church. But we hear across the world, especially around California and other places, you hear them preaching the sons of God ministry, and then you go to another place, you hear them preaching the bride ministry, and you go to another place, and you hear them preaching some other kind of ministry. Well, this always confused me. It just always got me. Some people preach sonship, some preach bride, and some preach children. And really, all three of them are right. All three of them right. But actually, Jesus Christ is the body of the Spirit, which makes him the bride, that part that can be intersected, showing the intersect. It shows him the bride to God the Father, who is his head. That shows the Jew, because the Jew was God's wife. He put her away. They crucified the head, and he put her away. When the Jew head, which was Jesus Christ, was crucified, that separated the members from the head, that showed a divorce right there in the old man. He put away because the members had rejected the head. Now, when you come down to Jesus Christ as bride, it's the members to his head. It's the members to his head, which is the spiritual side of it, to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the head in the spiritual. And we're the quickening spirits, and we're the members of that body, which is his bride in the spirit. And then where the sons come in, Jesus Christ was the first brother among many brethren. To God we're sons. To him we're his bride, but to God we are the members of that sonship. He's the first brother, and we're the members of that sonship. Those are the sons. And those sons are the bride of Jesus Christ, because they're controlled by the head, and the head's always the husband. And the bride to the sons is the church. The Bible says the sons of God shall marry the church as a man taketh a wife to him. In the Old Testament it tells us this. And it's a fact that the Trinities, Pentecostal Trinities, and those that are sifted out of the denomination, sifted out of Pentecost, they are going to be the bride. And they will take the name, Jesus' name, from the sons of God. The sons of God are no more their own. They live as the body of Jesus Christ. Their name is Jesus Christ, collectively speaking. And their wife will come in as bone of their bone and flesh of their flesh. And they will also take the name that will be their wife. It's got to come. That's the Trinity coming in. They'll come in. They'll realize that these sons have the message and that they are the husbands. It shows the minister sowing the seed of the Word to bring forth a revelation child in the womb of the heart of the church. And the beast, which is the intellectuals at the same time that Adam is sowing that Word, Adam the Jew is sowing that Word right on down. He's sowing that Word to bring forth the revelation child in the womb of the heart. But the beast, which is that intellectual, from that tree of knowledge over yonder, which is the German, is sowing that intellect to bring forth a bastard child that will deny the name of Jesus Christ and be Trinity or Catholic and will not give honor unto the Heavenly Father. So then, it's a fact that the Jew is the tree of life in the earth and the German is the tree of death. The Christian is the tree of life and those that are not Christians are the tree of death. Our fruits come forth as fruits of the Spirit unto life. Their fruits come forth as perverted fruit unto death. So then we get a picture, we come down just taking a little bit along, we get a picture where that God gave Abel. He gave Abel. Over there at Pentecost, an Abel child was born, which was the natural Jew. The natural Jew he chose to start the spiritual move off. And the Abel child was born. And then when that Abel child was born, Cain was also born, which was the German. And all that is, the children of the Jews was Abel, and the children of the Germans was Cain. And they both was born, and the German killed out the Jew child, and that left a replacement that was to come way over here in the end time, the Protestants, or the Christian, which was to be Seth, the replacement of Abel, which was to be the spiritual child in the end time. And they had to all go through the dark age because Adam, the Jew, gave seed, which was the Word of God, unto the church. They formated, made a denomination in 325 A.D., as most all of us know, Nice, there in the city of Nice, the Nicene Creed and Council. They started the Trinity, which was the bastard child. They started it. It come right on down because the German gave that intellectual view of it. He couldn't understand spiritual things when the disciples were killed out, and they gave that bastard child. They gave seed to that Catholic Church. She was born to be the great whore. And she took seed, and the Jew gave the Word of God seed, which was to bring forth Abel. In the Dark Age, the Church, which was a woman, went into hard travail, and all the blood of the martyrs was spilt, showing the birth. And then way over here on the other side, when Martin Luther come, he was a spiritual Jew on the inside and he was German outside, which showed the twins there in their type, Cain and Abel. So some people followed the natural Luther and went into organizations right on down to show Cain. Some of them took the spiritual Martin Luther, just to live a faith and come on down, right on down to come out over here as Seth, which was a replacement of Abel. So every bit of it has come right on down. The seed of Gog and Magog, which is Russia shooting at the moon over here, and Seth is seed shooting at it over here, shows both of them trying to claim the Catholic Church in its type. That is, the natural Protestant is a type. He's a type. The natural Protestant is a type of Seth, a type of Abel, and a type of Seth, because really, the spiritual people, which are the Pentecostal, and I don't mean denomination, but I mean the real spiritual child, that's the real one. As a matter of fact, you can run it on down a little bit further, and you'll find the different stages of Pentecost, how that the Jesus name people, which is denomination, will go into the denomination, the National Council of Churches, Confederation. And you'll find the Trinities will do the very same thing. They'll come right on down and do the very same thing. And you'll find that only those that are sifted out that teach Jesus' name will be the sons of God. And those that are sifted out of the Trinity will be the bride, the wife. Those two will come together. Trinity denomination and Trinity Jesus' name will come together in the Confederation of Churches as man and wife. They will do it. And sifted out will come together as man and wife, which is the truth. And the go all the way back to the denominal Protestants, which is Baptist, Methodist, all, they will come together with the Catholic German, which is the Superman, and they'll be the wife of him, the show Eve. It'll be a 1, 2, 3 all the way down. It'll be the Catholics and the Protestants. It'll be the denominational Jesus name and denominational Trinity, and then it'll be the sifted Jesus name and the sifted Trinity. It'll be three stages of it, and it'll all come on down. Well, that's given an all-over view of what I see of the church in its times. Now, I'd love to start over here. I've been through this with some of you, and some of you haven't. But I'd love to have that board to where I could have it over here, Brother Taylor, and see if I couldn't teach just a little bit from it. There's some things here that I'd love to teach from it. And if I could, so we'll bring it over here where we can get to it. I need to have it where to stand up. Can you lean it against that post right there, Brother Frank, and just move these things over here? Now, on these maps right here, I want to point out something to give us a pattern. I want to go through it. I'm going to start with the world map. You notice that on your world map, the first thing to notice is it's divided into three parts. And the reason for that, you know, if it was a globe, it wouldn't be divided. But cut like it is, it's divided into three parts. But that's the whole world right there on the map. And the Lord has suffered the division to show the body, soul, and spirit of the whole thing. If you'll notice now, civilization starts in the east. Everything starts in the east. That's life, civilization. That means the garden has to be in Jerusalem right here. That garden is Jerusalem that God made, and it someday it'll blossom like a rose to show it's a garden. But God hid it from the eyes of the people. But someday it'll blossom. That soil is fertile, it's full of riches, and all they've got to do is get the water on it, and you'll see that it's full. It's just like we are as the church. We're dead as far as flourishing until we get the heavenly water on us. And right here is that garden, and God's hid it. And He's hid it from them. Well, right here, the gospel sunlight, along with civilization, sprang up right here. It started in Jerusalem, and it sprang up. It started with Adam, and it come up, and as a natural creation. It started with Jesus, the second man Adam. It come up as a spiritual creation. And both of them was to run side by side, showing Cain and Abel all the way. And the Virgin Mary was to be seen here, which is the mother of the church in its time, and yet she's not the mother of the church as far as reality, but in its time, it showed her as a type of the Virgin. What was to spring up here, and it was to come all the way over to Rome. When it come up there, it was to come over here to Rome, and it was to get right in there and hit a high noon right in there, showing that fierce heat of the wrath of this city that was to be poured out on the Christians right here. You know, at noontime, if you're laboring in the field, when I was a boy and I used to plow and be out in the field, at noontime, I'd just have to take the mule out or the horse out, whatever it was, and just have to stop. Sometimes the sun was so hot, and then go back in the evening. Well, right here was that great slaughter right here in the Dark Age of Rome. And that gospel sunlight moved all the way over here into the Western world. It come right over here. The natural over here in the United States. And you know that the natural done the very same thing. The natural come out from Spain and these foreign countries over here, and it moved all the way across. And most of you know that Cortez coming down around Mexico down here, and you remember how he overthrew Montezuma over there, the kingdom of Montezuma, how he overthrew it, come in there, and the Spanish settled in there. And then you remember how Ponce de Leon come in down here, down near St. Augustine, come down in here looking for the Fountain of Youth, back down in there somewhere, looking for the Fountain of Youth. And then you remember how before that Columbus discovered the world, and they teach that Leif the Lucky, I believe they called him, Ericsson, was that his name? They say that he really discovered it first. Well, it's a fact that even though he got in there, Yet Columbus come in there after Columbus discovered the world was round, you remember. He went over there. He landed over there, and there's a lot of revelation in the life of Columbus, if we just had time to go through it. A lot of revelation. But anyway, he come over there, and he come over here, and he founded the new world. Well, most of us remember of the natural because we've been in school, and we know the story. There was three little ships, the Nina, the Pena, and the Santa Maria. And all three of them come over, and you remember how they landed up here near Jamestown. They come in there near Jamestown, and they had the Mayflower Compact that they made, and how that they all pooled their money in here, made their efforts, and pooled their money in here to set up a government, and pooled their efforts, what little they had, to set up a capital to where they could, for instance, long in you, they had corn and wheat and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, they finally formed the capital of gold, which has been overthrown recently to make the money of no good. We predicted that would come to pass out in California years ago, and it did. The foreign countries cashed in their currency, and they're doing away with the gold, and the money's becoming worthless. And there's a lot of revelation attached to that, too. But just getting a pattern over here, they come here to Jamestown, landed around here in Virginia. Virginia, which shows the Virgin, and Baltimore, which shows Lord of the House, showing the head coming in here. And from New York up in here is the New England states, which show the type of heaven in this last spiritual stage right here. There's a natural stage, which is Jerusalem. There's a physical stage, which is Rome. And there's a spiritual stage, which is the United States. There's three fathers. Father Abraham to the Jew, Father Peter to the Catholic, and Father Washington to the United States, who symbolizes the spirit of truth. He started off on truth here and now stands as a memorial in a stature facing the White House, as it cracks right down the left wing, I believe it is, or somewhere around the middle of it, standing there to judge him. God started us in truth to give us life. Now he judges us to condemn us because we didn't stand on the true foundation of truth. So anyway, the cherry tree had to do with the virtue. Here it come all the way from over here. It come down to the United States. And then after it come down to the United States, it started through its third cycle. It started through the third cycle. And over here, I want to point out a thing or two over here on this one to where we can get a foundation in our mind that when we're teaching, we won't have to go through all this to get back to it. You'll notice right over here on this particular part, starting right up here around Jamestown, you come over here to the Mississippi. Right here, there was 13 colonies right up here around Jamestown, right in there, which showed the bride's number, because this is a woman's world over here, as you've often heard it called. The third aspect shows the bride. Well, all around up here, before we come to the Mississippi River here, all back here near the Atlantic Ocean, right around Jamestown, you see the wise virgins, which is West Virginia and its site, and you see virgins down here. You see the Virgin Mary, which up here in Maryland, and then Virginia, showing the Virgin and so forth. And I just got a letter from Baltimore the other day, Maryland, to show something. It confirms something. Also from Asheville, it confirms something. Asheville, North Carolina. And then you see Washington up here, which is the Washington of Regeneration. Well, it's three parts to America, because it's the Protestant stage. In every part, the natural, physical, and spiritual is broken down into three parts to show the Trinity. So here is one part on this side of the Mississippi River, and from the Mississippi to the Rockies shows the center part, and from the Rockies out to the Pacific Ocean shows the third part. So from the Mississippi back to the Atlantic shows the first part. And then if you go across the other ways to make a cross out of it, Mexico is one part, the States is another part, and Canada is another part. And Canada is a type of the Canaan land. It's body, soul, and spirit again, going up that way. Mexico is a type of hell where they wander in dry places seeking rest and can't find it. Then you come into the United States again, which is a soul realm. Now, for instance, like, just to give a little explanation here for just a few minutes. You take in your natural, when the pilgrims landed, they're going, they're picking up over Mount Jamestown, which is in the east, and they're moving westward because of the gold rush. Gold shows faith, see, which is a type that is to come. All the movie stars sprang up around New York, which is the Broadway that leads to destruction, is the type of that Broadway. And then they move all the way out to California, there in the sunset, which shows the stars. See, falling from here, going out there, falling into that region of out there in California where the sun sets, turning into a blaze of fire in its type of consummation. So, really, in the natural, moving from the east to the west, you got in your natural, let me see if I can get this just right now, moving from the east to the west, the natural pilgrims, they go from Carolinas, from the Carolinas, or around in the Carolinas, up here near Jamestown, Virginia. They move from there, they cross over the Mississippi River, and then they go across a number of states that come to the Rockies, and then they cross over there. And the Rockies and the Mississippi are the two boundary lines. This is the dividing here. Mississippi shows Jordan, and the Colorado Mountains out here, which is that boundary line out there, Colorado, it shows the Red Sea. Now, but here's what I want to get straight. Mississippi showing Jordan, and the Rockies showing the Red Sea. That's in your reverse. That's in your spiritual stage. That's in your spiritual stage. You have to reverse that to get your natural. You know it goes right to reverse. The last shall be first, the first shall be last. So getting the spiritual, then you automatically understand your natural. You know, according to history, your natural tells you that they went here across. You're actually going out. See, this would be the Red Sea in the natural, because there's so much bloodshed along this Mississippi River. See, and then going on out yonder would have been Jordan, because of the death of the white man back out here in the Rockies when the Indians hit him out there going over. But coming back, your red man in the Rockies shows your waters. In the Bible, waters is people. And that was red people showing the red waters, which was the Red Sea. Brother Branham picked up in California, which is a type of Egypt. And through his prophecy, that place sinking caused the people to come across the Rockies, which was the Red Sea. Moses lead them out of Egypt. And they come right out there in Tucson, and they stop because... And Brother Branham went up on the mountain out there, and that crown came down, that halo come down out there. It was at that time that the Lord was showing Brother Branham, being a type of the head to the members, the crowning of the bride. And those seven angels out there showing the seven church ages finished, the seals were to be open in that first stage of Moses, which was the body of Christ, going up getting the stone covenant. But they broke that one. Even his followers broke it. I've been around his followers, and they broke it. There's very few of them that really kept it, and they broke it. They do just the opposite almost of what the man told them to do, just like the children of Israel did. They broke the covenant. And they got stranded in the wilderness. The Bible said he'd pick up their children and bring them in. And they've got some young folks coming up there under their message that's going to come into the latter part of this revelation to tie them both together. This part that's coming up now is the members. It's the body. And those people out there that are really in the revelation that won't die out there with Moses in the wilderness that comes with Joshua, they'll come to this body. See, they're tied to the head, and they'll unite with the body. And this part is being the omega of Brother Branham's part, which is the alpha. It'll all tie together, and it'll be body, the body and the head coming together. But the crown was shown on Sunset Mountain. Sunset, the sun going down, the ministry of Brother Branham at an end. He's killed in the west. That's the reason all them tent ministers went down in the west. That's the reason all them settled out there. That's the reason David Turrell went out there just a little bit ago and set up his headquarters to show the end of his ministry. And then after he set up his ministry out there and his type, showing the end of it, then his next thing, he was to deal with the Jews. So then at the end of that ministry, he was to come here to Olive Branch, which... shows the olive leaf after the flood and its type and everything here, the olive leaf symbol that they use here, the little city divided into two parts here, new and old. It's to show him going to the Jews, because, you know, I said there's four type people in this area. Brother Junior's people, Gentile, our people, the bride, Brother Delma's people, Israel, and Brother Billy's people, shows Judah. And out of the Gentile part was to come the bride. See, it was to bring the bride out of the Gentile part. In other words, the bride goes with the Gentiles. I mean, she's in there among them. Then when she comes out, she comes to the Jew. They have fellowship. But the Jew and the bride's at enmity to start with. There's no fellowship among them because of that spirit of more holy than thou. But in the end, they realize that she's got the revelation, and that brings on headship and so forth. The body and the spirit marry. To God we are bride, but to us, the Jew comes in from the spiritual, see, as the body that can be intersected in the bride realm, and it's tight. And we come back as the head members with Jesus Christ as the head to pick up our body, which is the Jew, in its type. Of course, in the natural type, that's a spiritual, but in the natural type, that Jew is the Adam, and this is the woman over here, see. In other words, if you take your natural, and when I say natural, I mean natural religious, you'll find that that's the head, that they become the head of the nations, the Jews do. So that makes them the head to all that Catholic movement process, because they better come out from them. In other words, the Catholics formated after they killed the Jews out over there. That's the soul coming out of the body at its death, and then the Protestants finally warred and killed out the Catholics, and they come out of that, which shows the spirit. And all three of them will go back together. It's like you pull a telescope out in threes and then put it back together in a threesome, back in the National Council of Churches, which is the binding of the bundle and the tear. Binding of the bundles and the tares to be cast into the fire. Everything will be bound up and cast into the fire indignation of God's wrath, which is, of course, people full of lust and so forth, and it's time. One bundle of church of this, another bundle of church of that, and all of them into the big lake of fire. Lake means people, waters, into that fire of lust of consummation of the Catholic Church. But he said he burned with fire her flesh, which is her people. He said he cast her into a bed, and said that all of them that commit adultery would be cast into the bed, which is a great tribulation that's coming up, and her children would be killed with fire, which is them that accepted that denomination thing. All that's bastard children, and even though God has used the denomination just like the stalk, just like the blade, and just like the tassel, down through Luther and Wesley, and down to our time, he's used every bit of it to preserve the life in which was the truth, but he sifted them down each time and left the chaff behind to burn with unquenchable fire. And the beast that's plowed the fields, as I've said so many times, eat of the chaff, which is the people that, pointing back to the beast that deceived even the garden. They build us a world to live in that we might get the revelation out of the husk of the allegory of which they build. Being the sons, they eat the husk by enjoying the riches and the types, and we get the revelation out and get the heavenly hidden manna, the miracle manna from God. So then, we can see that there's three major moves. There's Luther with justification, the just live of faith. That was to the spirit, running in reverse in the religious realm. And then, see, it was to the body, which was it runs in reverse. Let's say it like this. Luther, so we can understand it. Luther was justification to the spirit. And then Wesley was sanctification to the soul. And then this last message that Brother Branham spearheaded out there is glorification to the body. The three major moves of God, that's what they are. And it denotes three baptisms. Water baptism in Jesus' name to the body, because we cleanse the body with water. And soul baptism by fire, where he burns the chaff out of our life, which is the blood of Jesus Christ. Fire and blood the same, like the moon will turn to fire for blood. It'll turn to a ball of fire. And then Wesley's, which was Holy Ghost baptism, the Holy Spirit coming in through faith, to the Spirit. Just one baptism, three parts. One God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. One baptism, water, blood, and spirit of fire and spirit. One man, body, soul, and spirit. Everything is just one. Now then, I'd like to say something else here. If you'll notice that Brother Branham brought his people across the Rockies, which is the Red Sea in his time, but they're dying out there in the wilderness. Even though God let the rich men coming around there. He always draws the rich in there after that he's got the seed. He always draws a husk in around the seed to protect the seed and to let that husk supply the life. In other words, what they're doing is giving the money to publish that spoken word. They were supposed to do it. And he always draws them in there, and then when he gets through, he'll bust that seed right out of that husk and come right on over and gather all the seed into the garners, every bit of it. And he'll burn that chaff in his wrath with unquenchable fire. But it stopped out there between the Rockies and Mississippi, Mississippi being Jordan, Rockies being Red Sea, the red men, so forth, I said, waters meaning people. Well, if you'll notice that the Assemblies of God picked up in Hot Springs, Arkansas, which is also between the Mississippi River and the Rockies, formated at Hot Springs. See, and I wonder if cold or hot, it showed a move of God that was hot, but it become lukewarm in the end to be spewed out of his mouth. It started over there close to the rock, but it wasn't founded on the rock. But you remember this last move, how that Brother Terrell's tent went down up there near the gateway of the West in Illinois, and how that Brother Delmer and his type picked it up, that little three-pole tent, where the storm hit his, and it stood like a rock, as the man said, the tent man said. And how that he picked it up there at the gateway of the West, took it over to Fort Smith, showing the battle, and took it on down to the rock to establish it this time on the rock. And I went over and preached the revelation that it's not Brother Branham's revelation, it's not Brother Pike's revelation, not David Terrell's revelation, it's Jesus Christ's revelation. John said the revelation of Jesus Christ, which was establishing on the rock, and then we picked it up where it took come out of that wilderness. See, it went into denominationism there, which showed a wilderness. But then it was to be picked up there and brought across the Mississippi River over here to this little place called Olive Branch, which is in the east, showing a type of Jerusalem. It was to come over here, coming right through Tennessee, showing him 10 virgins, that midnight train to Memphis, showing that midnight cry, and coming out of Arkansas, which is Ark of the Covenant. Usually the first part of a name means something. So it comes away from there, was to be picked up, and then it was to be brought on over here on this side. And then that earthquake starting right up there around the gateway to the west. Well, I was sitting over in the living room, and I said, Lord, I thought all it had taken was an earthquake to confirm this thing. And sure enough, the earthquake hit up right at the gateway of the west, where Brother Terrell and Brother Delmer divided, in the sense that Delmer was just a breach to pick it up and bring it over from Brother Terrell to the revelation, to the St. John divine revelation, just as David Terrell's truck showed when it was parked out here on this little spot of ground that I rented where Junior's office was, with all those colorful stones showing New Jerusalem coming down, where we picked it up in that conference that morning with 7 men out there. Well, anyway, David Terrell's truck, you remember how it come there when it was all shot, and Jack says a junk pile, showing the change of his ministry, that his ministry was over. So it come right there on that St. John truck line, plot of ground out there, to show the time. And Jack and then walked right across to the Gulf station over there, which showed the Great Gulf. I told the people what it meant in Revelation. Then I gave them a loyal record, which had to do with them singing that song under the tent down there, "These Are All Mine," showing what this meeting was going to be, the possession ship for sons of God. Coming from Walter Bales down there, his wife wrote it. Bales means to bundle up, showing it was time to bundle the tares. Loyal record coming out, being loyal to God, and Jack come out and end up time like he did, put the coat on him. It's just been a little bit ago that we rode down to Holly Springs. Holly Springs, Holly means whole. Down there's where all those Negroes are, the Negro College, meaning darkness, darkness in the hole. Went down the road and the car cut right across in front of some truck that said Shale. Take out the first letter and you got Hale. See, to show the place in there. Just before we got down there, I was working on the road, and come by, we picked up the flagman's red flag on the way down there, showing Brother Delmer that it was to come to the revelation. We got down there, it'd be a change, and I told him when we got down there and eat, he bought me a steak down there. I told him, I said, he'd never be the same anymore. I said, this throws the changing right here. And the revelation coming to his heart. And I talked with him how that David would be connected with the Jews, and him being a type of Moses, as far as I can tell, they'll link up together, and a type to make a trip over to Jerusalem. And, of course, David's got a little plane that carries 7 people. If all 7 goes, it shows 7 angels coming down on the Mount of Olives over, and it's type, the crown coming back to the Jews. We went down there and a number of things happened down there. While we were down there, it showed things of death and resurrection. We'd come back up here to bind the old man, take him down there and bury him, to come up with a new man. Because I went down with the old that didn't understand, was that adversity with me. He was buried, to come back up with a new man that was hand in hand like gloves with me coming back up. So There's always the war between the Jew and the bride because of that more holy than thou, until they realize that the bride is the one that's got the revelation. And then they begin to follow the bride. Well, I say bride to Christ, but the head to the body, husband to the Jew. Because they're sons of God. But anyway, we can see all of it, even around Pennsylvania up there, we can see where it's pinned. See pin up there, which means rider. Pennsylvania, and all those things, if you look them up, find out Indiana and Ohio and Illinois, all of them are types and shadows. All those names, we can come right on down with them and explain them to you. Mississippi, where we're at now, Father of Great Waters is what it means. But anyway, some of you remember how we had the vision of George Washington, similar to the Washington vision that he had when he first started the United States, right over here on the hill. Had it, and Brother Junior come along, hired some of them, took them right over here to a little place called Valley Forge to confirm what God had told me. And how that we saw this building in a vision when we never come into it right here. And how that the vision come, and my name being George like I was, he was showing a type. I went 3 times to the Delaware River, and I couldn't cross it till the 3rd time. That wasn't no make-believe. I actually went up to the Delaware trying to get into New York, and the 3rd time I got up there, I crossed over it. Because it's a type of heaven up in there. My ministry, we've traveled through every state in the United States, except right up there on that corner, there's just a few right up there in the age that we never got into. And I called Brother Walden up there in Nova Scotia, way up there in there, and showed a type, his name being Walden and so forth, that we explained, you know. About the city of New Jerusalem, the walls and his people coming over here, showing the jewel walls and the stones out in Brother Junior's office out there that swallowed up that one stone that said the Roman stone that's out there in his office. The other swallowed it up around it. But anyway, there's a great history. If you read about Georgia, there's a great history. And it shows how the poor man come out when he was indebted from the king. And then Pennsylvania, there's another great history behind that if you read it about the Quakers. And a number of those things in there that you can read about, that it's really historic. But anyway, to give us a major type here to where we can get our thoughts clear on it, you can see that when you go across from this end to the west, see, toward the sunset, you go that way, then that's a natural. In other words, you start in Jerusalem and you come all the way over to California, and that's a sunset. See, well, as you travel over Jerusalem, you go Egypt, wilderness, Canaan land. And then you travel over Rome, you go into 3 parts of Rome. You can break it down 3 parts the same way. You go over the United States, you go over 3 parts of it, and that's what we're breaking down now, is the 3 parts. So then when you get over to California, you're ready to start back around the world and come back up. And the sunlight, gospel sunlight, goes down in the United States. When the sun goes down, it always turns to a blood red as a room. And when it does, that means wrath. That means fire. And it's going down. The gospel sunlight's going down now. I believe it'll be gone by 1970. This meeting right here, this tent meeting that I predicted would come to pass here, that did come to pass, shows the beginning of the end. And the sunlight will go down, and the Negroes coming into the United States like they are out of Africa and different places, shows darkness and gross darkness covering the people. And all their lights, which is their ministers being the light of the world, will go out and start turning to the heathens and lead them in heathen darkness. Because the revival is over to the Gentiles, as it's time, running out about 1970. A little time left where they work among the heathens and maybe a spark or two in America as it goes out, and that's all going out by 1970. And what I see even in the types, it goes, I'm watching it, running it out, and in even in those types, it goes up to 1970, up to around June for the bride, and then it goes to July to show the fireworks, and then it goes, and it types, it runs right on down, and after, you can run it down to 1977, just like Brother Branham said. He predicted it by a vision, and just said the end would come, but he never explained to the people how it would come. But it actually shows it right down to 1977, running right on down there, according to all the types that I've seen. They go right down to 77 and run out right there. And after that, I can't find another type. The Lord might tarry longer, and he might not. I don't know. But down to 77, that shows the end right there. And I don't mean just the end of the world. It shows a millennium, just like the brother said. It shows the end of all types right in there.
And then, if you run it beyond 1977, you may find some types, but everything shows the millennium coming in right there at the end. And 1970 shows everything terminating. So if everything terminates in 1970, at least 7 years of the tribulation, from 70 down to 77. You can go back and take from 1960, and you can run it out in a threesome. Kennedy come in 60, that was Catholicism coming in. Protestantism, which typified light, was over. Catholicism, which showed darkness, was coming in. It was shown in the paper by those white and black horses. Well, horses meaning power. Remember how the Lord quickened that to me. You can run it down in three-year cycles, and you'll find on down about 1962 or 3 when Kennedy was killed there. Also, when my brother Charles went out to show the type. You can find right there as that natural comes down, running down to about 1963, that's when that National Council of Churches, the Ecumenical Council, began to get started, and it showing that first type, and it went right on down to 66, where Brother Bannum was killed, and they finished it up. Then it starts in a cycle again from 66, and it comes right on up to 70, and you run it down 3, 3, 3 from 60. And you'll get body, soul, and spirit in the resurrection of types and natural religious realms coming on down to the spiritual, and you'll run out in 70. It shows it in 70. The superhighways are supposed to be built in 70. It's supposed to reach the moon in 70. Supposed to be a worldwide famine in 70. The tail star is supposed to be hanging there and get international communication in 70. Everything points to 70. But everything terminates in 70. Well, if there's 3.5 years of tribulation already gone by, if the Lord suffers that first part to be a part of flattery, then the church, according to that, the types show that around 63, there'd be a rapture. Around 63. Now, I can't say where it'll be, whether it will or whether it won't. Nobody can say. But everything points to 70. And it goes right there to 70, and that rapture can take place in 70. The way it's sitting right now, it can take place in 70. And bring in 7 years tribulation after. If not, if the Lord runs 3.5 years back beyond the cross, Jesus is ministering 3.5 years for the Antichrist minister, run down to 73, it still shows the rapture around 73. And then after that, 3 years of tribulation and coming the wrath where he poured out on the people, even if he run the rapture down to 1977, it don't show any types after that. I don't see any. But anyway, the type, which is the parallel of the natural, that is the veil through which the mind of God comes. All natural things is the natural man-beast veil, or beast mind, which is the veil of dark, carnal thinking, of creation. Every bit of that is the veil that Paul spoke of, where we see through a glass darkly. That's the dark glass that we just get a little part here and a little part there from the mind of God. But the mind of God is in that whole natural creation. Every little thing will testify to God, because the veil will be taken off, and that's where the knowledge fills the heavens, the earth, and the sea and the sky. Because when they see the veil taken away. The last crossing is to come over Jordan, which is the Mississippi. And that earthquake taking place right there where Brother Terrell's tent went down. I understand it started up there around the gateway to the west, run all the way down to Memphis. That is down to showing the 10 virgins. Tennessee, Memphis, Egypt, coming right on down to Mississippi, and it's tight because that river is called Mississippi, and right there in Mississippi is Olive Branch, father of great waters. Coming right on down there to Jerusalem, one quake running this way, another quake leaving the arch, going to Chicago, Illinois, land of Illinois, winds of doctrine, and so forth, and goes right there to Chicago, which is a train center of the whole United States, which shows death. The train shows death. And it shows the dividing of the sheep and goat, one going another way and one going another way. Well, anyway, then the crack coming down in its type, the shaking there, shows the division, see, the dividing of the Mount of Olives. It was felt here in Olive Branch. Some of them felt it. It shows the division, the separating of the third part away from the rest of it. The Bible speaks of that city divided into three parts, which gives us our natural, physical, and spiritual in our division, divided into three parts. Well, we can see the types Of course, like down here in Florida, you see the name Florida, which means flow. In other words, like flow, or you say flower, which means flow. We say flower. The word flower comes from the word flow, which means the release of the sap within it. And that's what this is here. It's the budding of the flower, the blossom of the flower, or the flow of the life, which is the Spirit going out into the petals for glorification. And when the petals come out, it points every direction in. It points worldwide, all the way around. A petal points toward each place, from north to south. Well, now I'm going to say this right here. To get some idea of what we're saying, like Brother David Terrell and Brother Delman and going to the Jews, for instance, in his tithe. The Jews, there has to be 144,000 Jews sealed. That has to come to pass. Well, the reason they can't be sealed, because the Holy Spirit is the seal, and the Holy Spirit comes in the name. When he comes, he'll come in my name. Anybody that don't accept the name can't get the seal. They may act like they're sealed, but they don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So then it takes the name so the seal can come through it. And the Jews rejected Jesus, rejecting the name. They didn't get the seal. It was God's way of doing it, to show the dissecting from the cross, body, soul, and spirit. He bring them back together in the National Council of Churches later, Jew, Catholic, and Gentile, or Protestant, show the resurrection. But anyway, when the name Jesus is taken to them, they'll be sealed. The angel said, concerning the four winds, four angels, one on each corner of the earth, holding back the four winds, said, don't let them blow nothing till these people believe on Jesus' name. In other words, don't let the world erupt, was what they're saying. Those four winds of Judaism, communism, Catholicism, and capitalism. Daniel saw them in his vision where they were wrestling over the people, which is waters. So these four winds was wrestling over the waters. That is, these four doctrinal governments is trying to get control of the people, the waters, the earth, to see who's going to have that kingdom, that great one-man kingdom, that preeminence there. Anyway, the Jews are going to have to be sealed. The last thing he'll do is seal the Jews, and he won't seal them Jews until he finishes sealing the Gentiles. The Jews was cut off so the Gentiles could get the name. That's why they rejected the name. They couldn't get the seal until the name comes. Jews couldn't until the name comes back to them. That's why the Bible said, out of Zion shall come forth a deliverer, bringing the name, and turn ungodliness away from Jacob. The whole house of Israel be saved. Over here, God dealing with us individually, let every man work out his own salvation. We get the name, but over there, a nation born in one day, if they convince the rabbi of it, he'll just turn and tell the Jews and all them be born at one time. That's why you can't do nothing with the people in this area. They got a rabbi in here. David Terrell is their king. Revelation shows that. He's their king, and like King David. And you can't get nothing to them because Brother Delmer Baldwin comes into Brother Delmer Baldwin Calvin, and you see their Messiah, I mean their rabbi. And the only way you can have anything over here is get it through the rabbi, and everybody accepts it. You know that, Brother Ben. If one man in this area accepts it, everybody accepts it. If he rejects it, everybody rejects it. If you want a revival, come to one man, you'll have a revival. If you want trouble, come to that one man, you'll have trouble. Because they won't accept it except through that one man. It has to be that way. I know it's the most aggravating thing you just about ever run into, but that's the way God made it. You're fighting against God if you try to change it. So these people around here will accept the revelation, but they'll do it through that man. They won't ever... never know the way. And he did get the revelation. At last, he did get it. It was ordained for him to get it. And so the bride and the Jew has to come together. And these people in this area shows the stalk. Those Jews, these people who are types of Jews, show the stalk. And Brother Grady and you people show the petals where it'll branch out, the flower blossoming in love. Love will be the blossom of it. And it'll spring out from here all around the world in its blossom.